The Puffy Coat. Written by D'Aster. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Hockey RPF. Rating, General Audiences. Relationship, Sidney Crosby, Yevgeny Malkin. Also tagged for Established Relationship, Alternate Universe, BDSM, Accidental Bondage, Fluff, and Holidays. Part 3 of the To Be Seen Aright series. I remember when I said I'm nothing without you. When Sid comes down the stairs on their way to leave for Vero and Flower's holiday party, he's wearing just a thin jacket over his regular clothes, and Zhenya despairs of him. "Sid is cold," he exclaims. Sid just laughs. "Aren't you from Siberia?" "Yes, so I know cold," Zhenya retorts. He digs through the closet by the door until he finds a suitable hat, scarf, and pair of gloves. He reaches out towards Sid's head with the hat, and when Sid tries to duck away, still laughing, Zhenya pouts and protests. "I dress you, you say!" He immediately regrets it. They've never talked about whether their arrangement on clothes extends outside their bedroom, and he shouldn't just assume. But Sid doesn't look upset or uncomfortable. Instead, he smiles up at Zhenya softly and says, "Yeah, I guess I did." When Zhenya reaches out with the hat again, cautiously, Sid submits with good grace to Zhenya pulling the hat down over his ears, and Zhenya rewards him with a kiss. Bolstered by that success, Zhenya decides, "Now scarf." He carefully winds a soft black scarf around Sid's neck, making sure not to pull it too tight for comfort. When he's done, he surveys his work with satisfaction. "Looks so cozy," he proclaims, "and handsome." The dark hat and scarf set off the paleness of Sid's skin and the redness of his lips, and his eyes are sparkling. Probably because he's silently laughing at Zhenya, but Zhenya doesn't mind. He holds out the gloves one at a time, holding them open at the cuff for Sid to slide his hands in. Each time, Zhenya squeezes Sid's wrist for just a moment, and each time Sid's breath catches in response, and his cheeks flush pink. Each time it thrills something in the core of Zhenya's dominance, and he marvels at the effect he can have on Sid. His Sid, with a simple touch. That responsiveness is a gift, he knows, and he never takes it for granted. When Zhenya is done with the gloves, he decides there's something missing. "Need better coat," he declares, rubbing the thin fabric of Sid's current jacket between his fingers with disapproval. Sid doesn't have any serious winter coats in the closet, so Zhenya zips him into one of Zhenya's own winter coats. It's too long and too tight, especially over Sid's other jacket, but it'll keep Sid nice and warm. And, Zhenya admits to himself, Sid looks extremely cute stuffed into the too small puffy coat, red-faced and narrowing his eyes at Zhenya like a disgruntled cat. "Come on, G, I can barely move," Sid protests, gesticulating with his arms to show his limited range of motion. Zhenya feels a curl of satisfaction in his belly. "Yes, good," he agrees, beaming at Sid, supremely pleased with himself. He hadn't intended the coat to function as bondage, but it turned out pretty well, if he does say so himself. Sid gives Zhenya a look that is clearly supposed to say, "You think you're cute, but you're not." But which actually communicates, "I don't want to think you're cute, but you are." Still, however cute he finds Zhenya, he's resolute. "Nope, nope, nope," Sid says firmly. "No bondage in public. Coat off." Zhenya sighs, but he unzips the coat without argument and helps Sid out of it. "I put back on when we come home?" he asks hopefully. Sid really had looked very cute in it. "Maybe," Sid allows, "if you're sober enough to see." It did, the very tops of his cheeks turn pink. "It did feel nice." Oh, he can't just say things like that when they're about to leave the house. "So best," Zhenya mutters hopelessly, unable to stop himself from pulling Sid close and kissing him all over his face until they're both flustered and giggling. It's only in the car later that Zhenya fully realizes what just happened, that Sid was setting and enforcing a boundary without apologizing or backtracking or giving Zhenya those anxious looks that break his heart, the ones that say, "Is this the thing that'll make you leave me?" That's trust, Zhenya thinks, warmed through despite the chill in the air. He trusts me not to get angry when he says no. Zhenya knows enough of Sid's history now to understand what a monumental step that is and how much work it's taken for him to get to that moment. "Hey," Zhenya says softly. When Sid looks over at him, Zhenya sets a hand on his thigh and tells him, "I'm proud of you." The words hit Sid like they always do. Every time Zhenya says them, Sid takes them in as hungrily as if they're the first food he's seen in days, wide-eyed and so grateful. "What for?" Sid asks, though, clearly as puzzled as he is pleased. Zhenya could tell him what for, but he has a sneaking feeling that pointing out to Sid that he set a boundary without deferring to Zhenya or apologizing for it would just make Sid insecure all over again. Sid is still conflicted about having and enforcing limits, still reluctant to believe that Zhenya wants something different than what he's been raised to believe Doms expect. Someday, Zhenya believes, he'll be able to praise Sid for setting boundaries without Sid taking it as a criticism. But for now, he just says gently, "For be you, proud you mine, my Sid." His strong, smart, hard-working Sid, who's learning and growing all the time. Sid smiles shyly. "I'm proud I'm yours too," he says, quiet but sure. Sure as a rock, the kind of sure you can build on. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!